And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
What exactly can you say about Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Pussycats? This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. What are the Charlotte Bobcats doing? Well, they're losing most of their games, 12 straight going into Friday night's home date against currently the NBA's best team, the Chicago Bulls. The Bobcats went in with an overall record of 3-22 for a dismal winning percentage of 12. I don't care who is on the roster or who is injured. No team can be that hopeless without a reason. And there are many, if you ask those fans who still care about pro basketball in Charlotte, the last few of whom probably gave up after watching the Duke Carolina game Wednesday night in a sold-out Smith Center. But nevertheless, here is what they are saying. The team is trying to lose less money by cutting payroll and keeping their coach Paul Silas, who came out of retirement to take over for Larry Brown. Attendance is awful, close to the lowest in the NBA. They also say that the strategy is to finish with the worst record, which would give the Bobcats the first pick in the 2012 NBA draft, like Kentucky forward Anthony Davis, who is listed above UNC's Harrison Barnes in the latest mock draft. FYI, John Henson is number 10, Tyler Zeller number 15, and Kendall Marshall number 21. But the Bobcats would need to get Davis and all of the Carolina guys to pull themselves out of the gutter and get some fans to show up. And that's not happening. The most popular culprit is Jordan himself, managing owner and basketball legend who, despite remaining one of the wealthiest and most recognizable sports figures in America, hasn't seemed to do much right since he stopped playing. Sure, his Nike brand still put millions in his pocket every year, but he bombed as part owner of the Washington Wizards, lost $190 million in his divorce with Juanita, and voted against the players in the earlier lockout to save more money for his team. As a player, he was a prominent spokesman for the NBA Players Association. Jordan has a few fans left in Charlotte, where he still does not live while allegedly running his team. Those who think he will eventually settle there are foolish, because MJ and his new bride just moved into a $26 million mansion in South Florida. If you do that, the one place you are not going to be is Charlotte. This is Art Chansky. See ya.